Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Facebook users won't be able to post altered videos known as deepfakes anymore after a policy change the company announced last night. Facebook is under pressure to crack down on disinformation ahead of the 2020 election, but there's already talk that these new rules don't go far enough. For more, we're joined now by Drew Harwell, who covers artificial intelligence for The Washington Post. And Drew, welcome to the show. And first of all, you and your colleagues broke this story before Facebook confirmed it last night. The company is banning deepfakes, as we said, but not all doctored videos. Can you explain that?
That's right. They're drawing a line between these highly manipulated, computer-generated deepfake videos of somebody appearing to say something they never really said, and sort of lightly altered videos where maybe the words are skewed out of place or the speed is slowed down, such like of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi last year, where it was edited to make her sound drunk. Those videos will be okay, but these highly doctored videos will be banned from the platform.
Why are those types of videos okay, as the company explained?
Yeah, in their mind, they feel like one is specifically meant to deceive and the other could potentially be a simple satire or a parody or just sort of video editing in its natural state. But, you know, there's a lot of people who are saying this is just going for the low-hanging fruit of these deepfake videos. It's not really attacking the core issue, which is how Facebook can be used to spread misinformation.
A spokesman for Pelosi tweeted, "Facebook wants you to think the problem is video editing technology, but the real problem is Facebook's refusal to stop the spread of disinformation." What about that? Are deepfakes really the big area of concern? Do we have any estimate of how many there are or have actually been reported on the platform?
We don't really. And deepfakes have been the technical boogeyman for disinformation lately because they are so, technically sophisticated. But there's so few of them online that have really driven the conversation. I mean, the biggest problem with deepfakes is that they can be used to harass and humiliate women by superimposing their faces into pornography. The real issues around political misinformation are really simple things like, photoshopped images and bad captions, pulling images from one place and saying it describes another. Those are the real issues, but they're also harder to find and they're harder to draw a clear line around. So, that's the frustration with some people. Is Facebook putting a Band-Aid on this sort of deepfake issue that's not really a problem just yet while sort of ignoring, the huge wound that is disinformation more generally around the web?
Remind us of the pressure Facebook is facing when it comes to deepfake specifically, why they may be coming to this decision now.
I mean, it's 2020 and Facebook doesn't want a repeat of 2016, right, where it was weaponized as this place where anything could go viral no matter whether it was true or not. And, Facebook has always said they don't want to be the arbiter of truth, right? And that's their phrase. They don't want to be the judge for reality online. And yet they have this extremely powerful, influential platform for communicating information around the world. And so, they're kind of trying to have it both ways. So I think they're feeling the pressure of wanting to be a place where people get healthy information, but they're also sort of feeling the stress of having to police reality online.
With a little bit of time I have with you, tomorrow a congressional committee in the House of Representatives will be hearing a hearing on manipulation and deception in the digital age. Facebook is expected to send someone. What are you watching for?
I think we're going to be watching what is Facebook saying about its commitment to these kinds of issues and how much is this a real rule designed around tackling real problems and how much of this is just sort of public relations spin. But I'm also sort of curious what the other lawmakers are saying. What are they worried about in terms of misinformation? It's not just a Russian sort of hacker cyber attack thing. The domestic misinformation can come from within the country, right? And it can be spread by people who may have sort of good intent. So, this is internet in 2020. This is the potential for danger here. And I'm going to be curious what Facebook can do to solve that problem.
Yeah, also really addressing this idea, do people actually know the difference between heavily edited videos and deep fake videos, and if this ruling will have any effect on people's understanding of that? That's Drew Harwell, technology reporter for The Washington Post. Drew, thank you.
Thank you.